Thank you. It is a real joy, a blessing, a privilege, and an honor to be able to be here another Sunday morning. We are grateful for the Lord saving us. We never get tired of saying that because He hadn't had mercy upon us. I know I'd already been dropped off in hell, but I'm glad God had mercy upon me as a sinner. He saw my need. He knew what I wanted and what I desired, and I really didn't know myself. I knew I was lacking something, seeking something. I knew who Jesus was all my life. My mother told me about Him, and I said, I know it's something special about His name. But I run from that, and I thought I'd do my own thing and have a good time, and I thought enjoy life. When I got older, I'd become a Christian. Well, it doesn't work like that. And of course, that was lies from the devil. Nobody's really satisfied. Nobody's really complete without having their sins forgiven and being born again, not of corruptible seed, but an incorruptible seed, by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. They seek pleasure and satisfaction and purpose and meaning in life by worldly pleasures and sin and habits, different things to occupy and satisfy their mind. And it does bring pleasure, the pleasure of sin for a season, but it doesn't satisfy. But I'm glad when I got saved 46 years ago, I got satisfied. He done something on the inside of me, and of course filled up that vacuum, that emptiness in me. He replaced that with His divine nature, that is God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. And I've been walking in newness of life for 46 wonderful years. What a joy, what a blessing, what an honor, what a privilege it is to know Him as my personal Savior. Now, I knew, I said about Him all my life. I knew He was the Son of God. I knew He died for my sins. I knew God raised Him from the dead. But I didn't know Him as my personal Savior until He forgave me of my sins. And I called on Him with a broke heart and a contrite spirit. I got sick of myself, tired of myself, and I gave up myself and asked God to forgive me and have mercy upon me. And He heard my feeble cry. And then He changed my course. He established my going. He put my feet on the solid rock. Of course, the rock's Christ, and the gates hell cannot will prevail against the church of the living in God. What a blessing it is. I said many a time, I said again this morning, I'm so glad to thank God that Jesus found me for the Baptist dead. Now, I'm a Baptist preacher. The most Baptists need to get saved, just like most Pentecostals, Methodists, Lutherans, Church of God and Christ, Apostles, all be different denominations. Beloved, that's man-made denominations. Are different different doctrines and different beliefs on right dividing the word of truth. But nevertheless, I'm glad Jesus found me and saved me and forgave me and gave me eternal life. Thank God I'm glad that He found me before I become just a poor, pitiful, lost church member, a Baptist church member. Beloved, I believe in the Bible doctrine. Of course, the Baptists do uphold the Bible doctrine, or to suppose they should be teaching the word of God that is as is, and of course, eternal salvation. That's the only gift God has to give and offer, beloved. Read it for yourself. I don't find it where in there where He's told us that we would be able to lose what He gave us. He said, of course, if we had to keep ourselves, we wouldn't get saved to begin with. You can't save yourself. You can't keep yourself. We're kept by the power of God. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit of God unto the day of redemption, and we're saved by God's marvelous, amazing grace. Grace is an unmerited favor. It's something you don't deserve, something you cannot obtain within yourself. God commended His love toward us, and that while we were sinners, Jesus died in our place. On our behalf, beloved, He bore our sins in His own body on the tree. He took away the image between God and man and nailed Him to His cross. He is the Savior of all mankind. The rest of us are sinners. Everybody's a sinner. Everybody's come short of the glory of God. We're shaved iniquity and born in sin. Not a just man, not a righteous man upon all the face of the earth. There's none that seeketh after God. No, not one. We all, like sheep, have gone astray, but the Lord has laid the iniquity. It was all upon Him, and by His stripes, thank God, you're healed. Only the healing balm, the chief physician, beloved, is the atoning blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Outside the shedding of the blood, the Bible said there's no forgiveness, no remission for sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, cleanses us from all sin. Thank God I'm glad He forgave me and gave me without price, without money, a drink out of a well of living water whereby I've never thirsted again. Now I hunger for more of Him, but I'm never thirsted again, beloved, for the world. I've got, of course, I'm in the world, but not of the world. And I don't have the love of the world in me. I've got the love of the Father in me. That's the new name. Nature. That's divine nature. That was my second birth, the Lord from heaven. That was His, beloved, a spiritual birth. God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's why Jesus told a very religious man, I believe a devout man, one that really wanted to do good things and uphold the law and honor God, but he just didn't know Him. I'm talking about Nicodemus, who came to Jesus by night. He was the only was empty. You know, something was lacking. Something was missing. He tried to be good and do good. He's the only one that, one of the only ones, well, the only one that was made mention of. Of the Sanhedrin court, who's tried to, of course, hold up and take place with Jesus and defend him. He said, "Doth our law condemn a man if we have the chance to heal him?" He said, "You know, this is not lawful." Of course, they belittled him and pushed him aside and went on with their accusation. But anyhow, he tried to do right thing, good thing, but he knew he was lacking something. Something was wrong, he knew, in his life. So he came to Jesus by night, and of course, the Lord always gets right down to, we call it brass tacks, right down to the root of the matter. And he said, "Nicodemus, you must be born again. Verily, verily, I say to you, except the man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." And Nicodemus began to puzzle and talk about it and try to work out this thought that he just heard in his own mind. He said, "I'm an old man. How can I be an old man, enter a second time into my mother's womb and be born?" And Jesus said, "No, that's not what I'm talking about." He said, "That which is flesh, and that which is spirit is spirit. Marvel not, I said, you must be born again." You've got to be born the first birth, all right? That's an earthly birth, that's a water birth, being born of water, he said, and of the Holy Spirit. He answered his question. He said that first birth, the water birth, when that water bank burst, beloved, in the womb of a woman, beloved, a female, then that baby is ready to come forth and be born. You've got to be born of water, that is. I'm not washing the water by the Word. Of course, the water, the Word of God cleanses you, I know that. But beloved, it's got to be born, he said, again, a second time. And that's the Lord from heaven. That's a spiritual birth. The first man was the first earthly man was an earthly man. And of course he was just a living soul. God breathed in his nostrils, he became a living soul. But the second man, God had to quicken his spirit because he, beloved, had failed to sin. He was dead in trespasses and sin. So he had to have a second birth. He had to be reconciled back to God Almighty, the blood of the cross of the Lord Jesus, the Lamb without spot and the Lamb without blemish. Sin had to be atoned for, and mankind could not do that himself. There's no way into God's heaven we could redeem ourselves. We're shaved iniquity and born in sin. It took a Savior, it took the Messiah, it took the Son of the living God to come down and freely take of his bitter cup and give himself at Calvary and die the death of a sinner. Yet he knew no sin, but became sin. Thank God for you and I, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So we're justified. Let thank God for the blood of his cross. And so first man Adam was a living soul. The second man Adam was a quickening spirit. God had to quicken his spirit, beloved. The Bible is in Ephesians chapter 2. Ye who were dead in trespass and sin, you have been quickened and made alive. He must quicken you, beloved, because you're dead in sin. He's got to operate on your heart. That is the operation of faith. The faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You cannot, beloved, believe that he'd heard. You can't hear without a preacher. He cannot preach except to be sent. He got to be moved and motivated and sent forth by the Holy Spirit of God. Let me know that there is no real, genuine, divine preaching or salvation. No matter who may be able to jump up and down, hoop and holler, carol in their flesh and act like they're just on fire for God. It's a wildfire. It's not a real fire. God have mercy. It's the emotions of the flesh. It's all it is. It's just being worked up in the flesh. God have mercy on all this pretense and apostasy that's going on in what's supposed to be a church today. It's not a thing in the world but a den of demons. Love it. Get this deceiving and destroying and devouring people and their lives and their souls. God have mercy. I'm not opposed to them. I'm opposed to the sin that they're in, but not them as an individual. I would that God did get saved. I don't want nobody to go to hell. I want everybody to give to heaven, beloved. But not many are going to make it. That's because men love darkness more than love light. They won't come to light lest their evil deed be reproved. Of course, let me tell you, straight is the gate. There's a way that leads to life everlasting, and few there be that find it. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. Beloved, in the multitude, they're going in there at down the Broadway, down to hell, beloved. And they're flocking in by the millions, beloved, and going to hell. God have mercy on people that's just religious and lost. I would to God they get saved. But beloved, if everybody was saved, said they were saved, were Christian, we'd evangelize the world. God have mercy. It's a lip service, tongue in cheek, beloved. It's a mind and mouth. They've got nothing in the heart that is in the soul. They've never been regenerated. They've never been born again. They don't know Him as a personal Savior. Most of them know about Him, and they know He's the Son of God, but they've never had a personal experience of grace. And that's why Jesus told this very religious man to him, and said, Nicodemus, you must be born again. And by the way, when they come to beg the body of Jesus, Pontius Pilate, and of course Joseph of Arimathea, and also Nicodemus come along. He'd got converted, he'd got saved, and he'd come along with old Nicodemus, came along with Joseph, and there they came to beg the body, take the body and put him in a grave or in a tomb where no man had ever laid, and anoint his body and lay him there. For where he lay there, beloved, 3 days there he lay there, and at night he'd go down and drop off into hell. His soul was made an offering for sin. Bible says in suffer his holy one to see corruption, and left his soul in hell. But hell couldn't hold him, the grave couldn't hold him, beloved, and up from the grave he arose. He rose a victor over the dark domain. Thank God he lives forever, and he reigns. He's a reigning and a ruling Christ. And one day he'll come again after his body, after his church, after his believers, and the trump of God will sound, the dead in Christ will get up, which will I may be called up, chained in a moment, twinkle an eye, and so shall we ever thank God be with the Lord. Glad, thank God, that's the blessed hope, that I've got the blessed hope inside me. I have God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Beloved, He wants to save you this morning. He wants you to get saved. He wants you to go to heaven. But you've got to realize and recognize that you're just a poor, pitiful, religious, emotional, lost church member. And what you've got, when I preach, it'll disturb you if you're not saved. I mean, it'll trouble your soul. And when it does, the devil will come and he'll make you think that I'm some kind of idiot, some kind of lunatic, some kind of fanatic. And that what I'm saying, there's nothing to it. He'll try to convince you, beloved, that you're all right. But you're not all right because your conscience is condemned. Your conscience is condemned, beloved. The only way to get out from under a guilty conscience, beloved, is for God to operate on your heart. You've got to take His spiritual weapon, peace, the Word of God, divide asunder soul and spirit, and join them out, and give you discernment of every shaking intent and thought of your heart. You really don't know yourself, just like you think you do. So let me tell you something, only God can give you an understanding of your heart. The Bible said the heart of the flesh is dead for the wicked, and deceitful above all things. Nothing is deceitful as an old heart, that is your rotten, stinking flesh. Beloved, it's deceitful by nature. And he said, who can know it? He said, I, the Lord, know the heart, try the rein, the search of the man, give it according to the fruit of his doing. Only God can make known to you, beloved, how you are, who you are, what kind of condition you are, and he shows the foolish of preacher to save them that believe. Beloved, listen to your soul, listen to your heart. Your heart's condemned, you're convicted, beloved, but if you expect to be converted, you'll have to get earnest and honest, sincere, remorse and repentance, and call on God with a broke heart and a contrite spirit. Beloved, when you do that, I guarantee you'll get saved, and then you'll know you're saved, and you'll love and enjoy what I'm preaching. The Bible says, thy word is very pure, and therefore thy servant loveth it. I love this book, the Bible, the Word of God. It's a lamp unto my feet and a light on my path. I want to hide His word in my heart that I might not sin against Him. What a wonderful Savior that He is. He saves sinners, saved the sinner such as myself, and He'll save you. We're all sinners. Hope you'll get converted and born again, not die in sin, and go to hell. This message is for you and you and you and you and others as well. Get saved. Don't die religious or lost. Lift up your eyes in a burning place of eternal torment and damnation in an unquenchable fire. Now see my time just about gone. Would you write to us, pray for us, and God bless you. It's our prayer in His name. Amen.